The New Adventures of Sherlock Holmes, Volume 44, featuring these two episodes. Episode 1, The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax. Episode 2, Lady Waverley's Imitation Pearls. The radio programs appearing in this audiobook were written by Dennis Green, Bruce Taylor, and Anthony Boucher, based upon the characters and suggested by incidents appearing in stories created by Sir Arthur Conan Doyle in his Sherlock Holmes detective novels, featuring narration by John Stanley as Sherlock Holmes and Alfred Shirley as Dr. Watson. The radio show's host is Cy Harris.
From New York City, the makers of Clipper Craft Clothes for Men and 1036 leading retail stores from coast to coast present the world's most famous detective, Sherlock Holmes. Tonight's adventure, The Disappearance of Lady Frances Carfax. Well, here it is, Easter, and we find Dr. Watson all decked out in his new Easter suit.
Oh, thanks to Clippercroft, of course.
And wearing a flower in his buttonhole. I hear you were the hit of the Easter parade, Dr. Watson.
I don't imagine you fared too badly yourself. Yes, Clippercroft does bring a chap a certain amount of favorable attention, eh, Mr. Harris?
Especially if he has the bearing of an old military man, as you have, Doctor.
Now, Mr. Harris, you're pulling my leg. All this flattery is making me self-conscious.
And now, Dr. Watson, I think we're ready for tonight's story.
Yes, it was one evening in the fall of... Let me see. Yes, the fall of 1892. An evening clear with a little nip in the air. Holmes and I were sitting in front of the fireplace in our Baker Street lodgings. Mrs. Hudson had just cleared away all evidence of our evening meal. Holmes was playing random chords on his violin, and I was stretched out in my cane-backed chair in a sort of digestive coma, staring fixedly at my boots.
Watson, why Turkish?
Huh? What's that?
I was propounding the question, why Turkish?
Well, you mean my boots? Well, they're not. They're English. I got them at Latimer's in Oxford Street. I always get them at Holmes. You know that.
Not the boots, Watson. The bath. Why the relaxing and expensive Turkish variety rather than the invigorating homemade article?
Because for the last few days I've been feeling a bit rheumatic. The old bullet wound's been acting up a bit. Thought my system could stand a bit of house cleaning. But how the deuce did you know?
Elementary, my dear Watson. Elementary. Your boots.
What's the matter with my boots?
The deduction's perfectly obvious. I might say childish. You do up your boots in a certain way. They are now done up in an elaborate double bow, which is not your method. Therefore, you've had them off. Who tied them up again? Obviously, either your bootmaker or the boy at the bath. The shoes are quite new, so it wasn't the bootmaker. What remains? The bath. Simple, isn't it?
Huh. Why all this fuss over my Turkish bath?
I gather you're not feeling quite fit. Why not make a little trip? How would Lausanne suit you? First-class tickets and all expenses paid on a princely scale.
What are you talking about?
A trip to Lausanne with a run up to Baden-Baden and ending up at Montpellier.
Yes, but Holmes, the season at Lausanne and Baden-Baden is closed.
Unfortunately, Watson, there is no closed season on disappearing females.
Eh? What's that?
The drifting and friendless woman of means is one of the most dangerous classes in the world. She is herself quite harmless, but she is the inevitable inciter of crime in others. She's helpless. She's migratory. She has sufficient means to take her from country to country, from hotel to hotel. When she's gobbled up, she's hardly missed. She's a stray chicken in a world of foxes.
Now you can spare me the generalizations, Holmes. I see what you mean. Who is the missing woman?
Lady Frances Carfax.
What, you mean the only child of the late Earl of Rufton? But look here, Holmes, she's tremendously wealthy.
Not so tremendously, Watson. The estates went to the male line. Her cousin's now the Earl. However, she is comfortably fixed and has some very remarkable old jewelry. Curiously cut diamonds to which she was very attached. Too attached, Watson, for she always carried them with her.
A tempting morsel for any criminal.
Quite. The lady herself is still a beautiful woman in her early 40s.
Yes, but what's happened to her?
That's our problem.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?